Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to Dr. Richard Glenn Moir when a rarity happened. Our entire phone system went dead. And we're going to call him on one of our backup numbers now and try to get him back on. And then if you want to try to get back on here in the broadcast callers, you'll have to call back in and at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll continue with this New Scientist article, Mind Control, Getting Smarter by the Minute. Again, out of the New Scientist, April 2004 issue, Mind Control, Getting Smarter by the Minute, categorizing all these different forms of mind control. Hey, Scott, have you tried a backup line to call him yet? Okay, that's just wonderful. What you might do is use one of your backup lines to call him if your main lines are busy. That might be a good thing to do. Thank you. Very frustrating, but that's okay. We're working through it, my friends. And again, we'll go back to your calls. Our phone system's working at 800-259-9231. I guess this is the wonders of modern technology. Reuters reporting that U.S. forces blast Fallujah targets after deadline. U.S. aircraft and tanks pounded targets in the besieged Iraqi city of Fallujah on Tuesday, just hours after an American deadline expired for rebels to hand over the heavy weapons, witnesses said. I can hear more than 10 explosions a minute. Fires are lighting the night sky, one witness told Reuters, as U.S. forces blasted sections of the Golan district of the city, scenes of heavy fighting between Marines and rebels on Monday. The earth is shaking under my feet, he said. Television pictures show two large fires some 150 meters yards apart. The action, which lasted 30 minutes, followed hard on the heels of an assault by U.S. forces near the other Iraqi flashpoint, city of Najaf, which spokesman said killed dozens of enemy fighters. A terse U.S. statement said the fighting in Fallujah, a city of 300,000 people, began with an attack on Marine positions. Marines responded by directing precision weaponry against enemy forces in order to defend themselves, it said, without giving any further details. U.N. Special Envoy on Iraq, Lakhdar Brahami, speaking of the Security Council as the battle raged, urged the U.S.-led administration to bring the Fallujah crisis to a peaceful end. Quote, the Coalition Provisional Authority is well aware that unless the standoff is brought to a resolution through peaceful means, there is a great risk of very bloody confrontation, he said. They know as well, indeed, better than anyone else, that the consequences of such bloodshed could be dramatic and long-lasting. Local doctors say hundreds of people have been killed in the Marine siege of the town, a hotbed of insurgency against the U.S.-led forces, which began on April 5th, following the murder and mutilation of four American contractors there. Let's go ahead and go back to Dr. Bohr. Doctor, I apologize. It might happen once a year that our whole phone system magically went dead. It's good to have you back on with us.
Thanks.
You bet. And we're going to get all of our callers back on for you for here in the next segment. We'll just keep you one more segment after this break. And the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Now, again, you're the chief counsel for the Center for Cognitive Liberty. We were talking about how they're going to try to sell us this mind control, and you were saying you're more worried about them not even trying to sell it, just doing it.
Right. That seems to be the trend with some of these technologies. Like I mentioned, I think I was cut off before I mentioned that there's the other side of this is that the way that the government has actually garnered a lot of power and executes a lot of power is not necessarily through forcing people, but on the other side, prohibiting people. And I think that when it comes to some of these different neurotechnologies, we have to draw the line here so that it's centered on individual freedom, not only to say no to these things, but to say yes to them if the individual wants it. So in that respect, when you talk about selling it to people, you know, I can see that obviously there's concerns about, you know, marketing these sort of things.
But you're saying the government will hoard it for itself and use it and deploy it against the people, whereas if we have access to it, that can be a counter.
That's what I think.
Stay there, sir. That's incredible analysis.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, we've only got the doctor for one more segment. We're going to go to your calls here in just a second, talking about mind control. You know, it's not just the Manchurian Candidate movie from the 60s. It's the real deal. And most people aren't even cognizant that there's propaganda, that there's other systems being used against them. Doctor, anything else you'd like to add before we take a few calls?
I'm ready to take some calls.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling because I think it's funny you guys are talking about mind control and propaganda placement. And right now in theaters, there's a movie called Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, where Jim Carrey is erasing memories of his ex-girlfriend in his mind, and that's the whole premise of the movie, so I think...
Well, that's the whole premise of the Philip K. Dick book.
Yeah, and also I wanted to ask, I had heard that Ted Kaczynski was a volunteer for mind control also, the Unabomber?
Well, that was in the Los Angeles Times just a few years ago, that he indeed was a volunteer for a CIA mind control program from 58 to 62. Any comments, Doctor?
No, I'd heard about that, but I didn't. Don't know anything else about it.
One more thing, off topic just for a second. I'm from El Paso, Texas, and this Christmas I was down there visiting my family, and my father played softball with a bunch of active military men.
Yes.
And they were saying that they were sending a bunch of people to the surrounding North Korea areas, and that they were thinking that some kind of conflict was going to develop there. And I think it's funny, you know, with what I think is attempt on Kim Jong-il's life.
Yeah, Rumsfeld released three public plans to strike, trying to push that nutcase into doing something so they can have all their weapon sales. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
Let's talk to Ken in Mass. Ken or Keith, go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Dr. Bohr. I have a couple of brief comments on today's mind control topic, as well as your comments on the press coverage of the threat posed by asteroids, which keeps resurfacing more often than Bin Laden. For mind control, can we take any countermeasures? Because I feel they're not going to send advertisers for Coca-Cola into the mines. They're going to send in a fake, voice of God to speak to us to tell us what to do or something. And other than knowing our Bible and how to fight for false prophets when they're sending fake messages, what countermeasures can you do?
Well, now, it is admitted that the government has done studies into all of this, how to use as a weapon. Were you aware of that, Doctor?
Can you say that last part again?
Yeah, I think we got a problem with the file. I think we got some things tuned wrong today. The military using these technologies to use it on the battlefield.
Right. Now, I think that's where a lot of the funding is coming from. I know that's where a lot of the funding is coming from now. As far as what sort of responses are possible, I think that there's always going to be like counter technologies that will be developed, ways to evade some of these technologies. But I think that the primary method is for more people to recognize that there is an issue here now, and that is about, freedom of thought and cognitive liberty, and to begin to say, look, people have a fundamental right. As much as we have a right to freedom with respect to our bodies, motions, and movements, and where we go and how we speak, we have a right of the same magnitude, in fact, probably greater, to freedom of thought, to think what and how we want to think. And that means using technologies if we want to use them, and also saying no to technologies if they're going to be forced upon us. I think that's really the only way to protect the individual rights in this area into the future.
The other quick comment on the asteroids topic that Alex, you had mentioned earlier, was there was testimony from Dr. Carol Rosen, who was a spokesperson and a co-worker of Wernher von Braun, the Nazi who invented the V2 rocket for Hitler, and also worked with Kennedy for the Saturn rocket engine to the moon. And he died many years ago, but he was able to predict to her from being their strategies that they set out what's going to go on ahead of time. And the strategy that he said they're going to do is first the Russians would be the enemy, then the terrorists would be the enemy, then it would be asteroids, which is what you're talking about today, and then the funniest one of all, but except that it's not so funny, and I know it's out there, but it's except that we're talking about testimony from what people have said that they talk about, was that there'd be alien extraterrestrial fake threat.
They always need an outside fake threat. That's part of propaganda. Thanks for the call, and I have seen the documents on that. Thank you. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
As you know, fluorine is the most reactive element in the periodic chart and is the active ingredient in antidepressants like Prozac. Fluoride, of course, was added to the water in Nazi death camp prisons and not for tooth decay purposes. For 100 years, it's been rumored in the military that saltpeter is added to the food during mind control initiation at basic military training. Saltpeter is potassium nitrite and is a prescription medication to lower blood pressure, like the opposite of Viagra. It's also an oxidizer and gunpowder and is used in all the meats in the supermarket.
Okay, but tie this into the mind control. I mean,
okay, here's my point. I did some press releases for people falsely arrested in the county jail. At first they were gung-ho to fight, but after a week in jail, their personality changed and they wavered their right to sue for false arrest because they had to plead guilty just to get out of jail, since they were in jail without a conviction or trial.
So do you think they were being drugged? Or?
Are there any scientific reports of mind control covertly used in food and water supply in jail?
Okay, let me stop you for the guest to answer that. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I'm not aware of any reports to that effect.
Well, I know that Shomertech, the big law enforcement catalog, sells a low-frequency sound-making machine that says to break up protest years ago. I've heard stories of them using those in jails. Have you heard about that, Doctor?
Well, there's a field of weapons now. They're known as non-lethal weapons, And so some of those, I think, are devised to alter consciousness in fairly subtle ways, but nonetheless to alter consciousness and to thereby, you know, aid in interrogations or to, you know, quell somebody who may be violent. So, you know, I'm aware that there's been work in that area, but, you know, obviously the specifics of it are not easy to come by.
Yeah, one last call, and we're going to let our guests go. Lucinda, where are you calling us from?
Hello.
Yes, where are you calling us from?
Oh, I'm calling from Bellingham, Washington.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm looking at a story that appeared on CNN's website on March 3rd. It's called Troops Get High-Tech Noisemaker. And in that, it talks about how the Army has sent the long-range acoustic device over to Fallujah. And I thought that was very interesting then to see what it had begun to develop.
Well, talking about Waco, the local Dallas papers and later Newsweek admitted they had a, quote, Russian team there with a, quote, white noise machine. And then they also were playing with the Gregorian monks chanting the squeals of dead and dying rabbits. That's a form of mind control, is it not, Doctor?
Yeah, I think noise is an audio of various frequencies and played forwards or backwards, has a history of use as a sort of a tool of coercion or of policing. So I think that's you know, why I think we're concerned about hypersonic sound to a certain degree and other non-lethal weapons that are going to push that to a point where, you know, you won't be aware of it until it's occurring inside of your head. It's not like a loud noise beamed at, you know, the Waco compound. This is silent until you walk right into it or it's pointed at you.
Lucinda, anything else?
Well, yes. I have been trying to research ways in which we can protect ourselves from this, and I'm wondering if you can give us some insights into what kinds of materials or fabrics or so on that we could get to, make helmets or whatever. Thank you.
Yes, tinfoil helmets.
Yeah, I don't have any advice to offer on that. The way that I look at it is really as, you know, educating the public and also trying to develop the protections that, you know, the law would actually be able to employ.
Well, there needs to be a debate, and we're doing that now, but a bigger debate, a wider debate. We need to, educate people about all these technologies. And being sarcastic about tinfoil helmets, yeah, I mean, that's a question for foreign troops or our own troops. You know, what are the protections against this? And there's so many different layers of this, and anything the police, are doing is going to be coming from the military with the militarization of police, so they're using a lot of this. Did you see the Boston Globe article last year where DARPA is investigating mind control systems that send out these waves to calm populations and to put these on towers? Did you see that?
Yeah, I've read about that and I've been following that. And there's also been the weaponizing of other psychoactives everywhere, all the way back to like the MK Ultra program and into the Russian siege of the theater of a few years ago when they piped in the fentanyl gas and ended up killing over 100 people in to end that Chechen rebel siege. Remember
and then that? It comes out that our own government and the Sunshine Project got this, has secret programs, helicopters ready to spray major cities here domestically.
Yeah, so I think all of this, again, comes back to this idea that if we don't have a way to talk about what the right is that's at stake here, and our way of talking about it is it's cognitive liberty. It's about does the individual have the right to control their own cognitive process?
Well, Doctor, even in the university, you know, taking marketing, they talk about the history of subliminals and how it's used today. This is all admitted, but again, to the average person, it's the X-Files.
Right, that's true.
So how do you get past that?
Well, I think by still presenting verified, supported evidence that shows that these things are existing, do exist now, and that other things are under development, and also by pointing out that technology has a long history of being used both for good purposes and bad, and what makes the difference is the way that freedoms are defined. And so, for instance, when the printing press came out, the government was immediately panicked about it and attempted to control it, attempted to arrest people that used them weren't authorized to use them. Ultimately, the printing press won out. We have freedom of the press by and large now. You can quibble about that, but the printing press was a technology of the past. I think that the neurotechnologies of today are like the printing press of the past. There's going to be a whole battle around them, and the battle is centered on, do you have a right to think how and what you want to think?
All right, well, Dr. Boar, Richard Glenn Boar, he is the lead counsel, the head counsel at the Center for Cognitive Liberty and Ethics. Thank you for coming on, and just God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
We're going to continue with open phones, and I'm going to get into some of the other important news items here, like fast track for the national ID card in England. We already have it here and just don't know it, and a lot more. Right now, let's go back to the calls. JD in California, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hey, good to have you listen to me right now. My comment is about DMT and fluoride, the connection between those and the pineal gland. Do you know anything about DMT?
Why don't you... Yes, I have a foggy notion of what you're getting into. Go ahead.
Okay, DMT is a chemical that's naturally excreted from your pineal gland in your brain.
Pineal, yes.
When you're dreaming and when you die. Fluoride, the government has been doing numerous testings on volunteers with DMT. The shamans have been using it way before then, but basically what fluoride does is it kills the pineal gland, and they know this. It's just all bullshit. Excuse my French.
All right, thanks for the call. Fluoride causes brain damage and causes a major breakdown in the brain, okay? And it's just simple. It's all the studies, and, you know, you do better being articulate and not an idiot. Malta in Denmark. Malta, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have thinking about this injection. You know, the microchip in the injection?
Yes.
I think a month ago, my teeth was some kind of, I need some kind of, I don't know what you call it, some new
teeth. Went to get some dental work.
And I get an injection because I could not hold my mouth closed when he make this photo of my mouth. When he needed that to
see. Now, he took the x-ray, and what are you getting at, sir?
X-ray, and he got my injection, because I could not say, I could not be in,
Unfortunately, sir, you've called in before, and I don't think we can communicate. I apologize, I don't know your language, and you don't really know mine. Do you have somebody there who can speak better English, maybe translator?
Maybe I'll try to I think what I would say before I call. Bye.
Well, no, I'm not mad at you. I just can't.
I'm not mad at you.
Well, explain to me. I mean, what are you saying? What happened at the dentist?
It's kind of an injection. The doctor, the dentist.
Yes, he'll give you a Novocaine.
He was giving me an injection because I could not. I was too. My mouth was. I will try to find it down, and I will try to train to. I will call another day when I find
out.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
I was skimming through the internet and I came across. Are you familiar with George Bush, the unauthorized biography book by Webster Tarpley and Anton Chaykin?
Yes, I've interviewed Mr. Tarpley.
His whole book is on the internet. Did you know that?
Yes, on his website.
Oh, okay. Very good. So people can go there and look, and they talk all about, you know, Bush and Thyssen Steel and the UBC and the funding of Hitler and all that. But what's most intriguing to me right now is this Project Paperclip.
Bringing the Nazis in, which the Bushes were intimately involved in until the early 50s, the money going through their bank.
The UBC?
Of Senator Prescott Bush, yes, and then being sent out to Latin America where the Nazis were at.
Unbelievable. And they just set up camp over here and in South America and kept right on going with
the Bushes. And most of the money went to the Bushes' hands, yes.
Unbelievable. What can you tell me, Alex, about the CIA airline Air America? I read some pretty nasty stories where there was heroin.
Well, that's public knowledge that the CIA shipped in most of the heroin during the 60s. They still do. Opium production was at all-time lows in Afghanistan. Now it's at record levels 2 years after the liberation. And they deal the drugs. They control the oil. They control the weapons. They control Big Pharma. It's all about control.
What do you know about them smuggling in the drugs inside the hollowed-out body cavity?
Oh, that's been admitted. That's even been in the mainstream news. They got caught doing that some.
Now, do you think that's part of the reason that they're not letting or allowing anyone to photograph the caskets coming back today? Or they made a big deal?
No, they're doing that for propaganda reasons because they don't want you consciously seeing the numbers of dead. I mean, they can have drugs in there and let you see a photo of it. That's not going to show the drugs sewed up in somebody's stomach.
Right, just wish we could just see through there somehow if we had their piercing technology and see what's really going on.
Yep.
Oh, one quick thing before they go. I noticed that our Fox channel up here, our local Fox channel, the copyright when it goes off the air says New World Communications. Have everybody else watch their local Fox.
Okay, thank you. We'll come back and take more calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
All right, my friends, we've had a lot of requests for this song to re-air. I probably haven't played it in 6 months. It's Krista DeBorg out of Ireland, and this song's called Revolution. And so, do you have that ready, Scott? Go ahead and play that, and we'll come back and take your calls at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But before we do that, I'll get into some of the national ID card, which is really a world ID card system. So please stay with us.
Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast. And they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Evolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score when our cannons will roar.
Again, my friends, thank you for joining us on this live 28th day of April 2004 edition of the Alex Jones Show. It's not really a show. It's a broadcast to warn people to expose all the admitted tyrannies of man that are being visited upon us, how we're being bred like cattle to be fed on by our own species, and to try to resist this and cause a renaissance and awakening to this wickedness, to this evil, and to avert huge disasters. The globalists are bloodthirsty. They have engineered many horrors, and they're setting up even greater ones now. And now is the time for all of us to unlock our minds and face the reality of what we're dealing with. History is replete with tyrants and dictators and corruption. That is the norm. Freedom has been the exception. And no one can deny that we're not losing our freedoms. But the government provides the terror attacks to say, well, it's just to keep you safe. We hate to do it, but we got to do it. Give up your liberty for security. When you give up liberty, you get tyranny. You do not get security. All right, fast track for ID cards. For years, they've been trying to force the British people to carry national ID cards. But only about, what they say, 40% of the population owns an automobile in England, whereas about 89% of the American people do, that is adults. Here we've got a de facto national ID card that the federally mandated and specced, that is set up, engineered driver's license and ID cards. And every state says you got to have one. And they arrest you walking down the street, failure to ID if you don't have one. They arrest you in your own backyard if you don't show them one. You know, there's hundreds of these cases, literally a year. Supreme Court just ruled on one 3 weeks ago. So we have a national ID card. But in England, because most of the population, a majority, does not have an automobile, they want to make them have ID cards because they can't just have a de facto driver's license, which is a de facto national ID card. And so they're being honest about it. We want you to have one of these. It'll be a $5,000 fine. It's like £2,800 fine, roughly $5,000. You don't have it. Oh, well, you don't have to have it, but then you can't leave your house or get gas or buy food. And they say, oh, we got rid of this in the 50s because we no longer needed it after World War II. That's what the news says. No. You read the history, the British people protested and rallied and refused and were arrested, and that's how they got rid of it. And now it's going to have all your data, track what you buy and sell. They're going to swipe it when you purchase things. I mean, it's already happening. You go to a bar in England, they have you walk through a scanner that looks, you know, through your clothes to see if you got weapons or drugs. They pull up in paddy wagons and make you do it. They take DNA swabs if you want to get in the bars. They have RFIDs in the library books and make you thumb scan to get them. 4 million surveillance cameras in London alone. This is a microcosm of the rest of the Western world. They're a few years ahead of us, but it's going in here too. They're trying to make stores put in thumb scanners when people buy things and make you thumb scan biometrically. This is very, very serious. Fast track for ID cards. Legislation to introduce the first national identity card scheme for Britain in 50 years is to be introduced to Parliament in the autumn and will be on the statute book before the general election, David Blunkett predicted yesterday. But some of the Home Secretary's ministerial colleagues and Whitehall officials counseled caution in view of widespread doubts about the principles behind the scheme and its practices. They want it to be introduced slowly. Yes, want to train us to be domesticated incrementally. Don't give us a chance to struggle out of the net. And 10,000 people are being basically paid in a volunteer situation to take these. And then now they're talking about arresting you if you don't have them. So they're implementing it. And it says David is enthusiastic for this, so it's the Prime Minister. But we may well proceed more slowly, a senior official warns. So see, in the false debate, it's not one group saying we're against it. It's, oh, we want to phase it in slower. That's the debate. A false debate. Several cabinet ministers also remain skeptical. The draft bill setting out the scheme to be published today will not contain the overall cost of the implementation, but past official estimates have been put at anywhere between $1.3 billion and £3.1 billion. So, $2.5 billion to $5 billion, $6 billion in dollars. And so notice the other sub-debate is, oh, this is going to cost too much. It's like in Canada when they have a gun registration and gun confiscation. It isn't that it's violating their rights. It's, oh, it costs too much money. You know, that's controlling the... It's not that face scanning cameras are bad. It's that, oh, sometimes they don't work right. Oh, we'll fix that, don't worry. See, this is the psychology. It's not that we don't want a world government. It's, will it be a liberal or a conservative world government, see? Bypassing debate with false discussions of basically how to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. Ministers insist that the overall figures cannot be published because of commercial confidentiality. Mr. Blunkett insisted yesterday that the scheme will involve high-tech biometric data, such as electronic fingerprints, which we've had in almost every state for many years here in the U.S., which is likely to push the final bill towards the top of that range. Now, 3 years ago, I saw the U.N. press release where they called for a world biometric ID card. And these all have the same specs, whether it's in Texas or London or Frankfurt, Germany, or Russia or China, they're putting in the same list of numbers, you know, the same amount of numbers, the same biometric system. It's all integrated. It's a world ID card. Then they sell it that if you want to fly from England to the U.S. or the U.S. to Germany or from U.S. to Mexico, you've got to have one of these travel cards they issue with a digital photo, digital thumbprint. But we hear it in our respective countries that it's, oh, just for foreigners. But then when you want to travel out of the country, the other country makes you do it too, part of this UN treaty. But then Bush says 3 months ago, well, I'm going to have an exemption for illegal aliens out of Mexico. Do you get it? I'm going to have an exemption for illegal aliens. They don't have to do it. Canadians do, British do, Africans do, but because they want to keep that illegal flow coming in. So it's an incredible system. And we already have a world ID card being implemented, being put in. Your Kentucky driver's license, your Iowa, your New York, your California, your Texas is already not a national ID card. That's another unit of the world ID card system. Tony Blair will make a speech tomorrow setting out the case for managed migration. See, he says it's to stop the illegals, but they're all waived in the program. Ahead of Saturday's formal access of 10 new EU member states. He argued again last week that the disputes within government are not about making sure the cards work. But one senior minister, again, he argued last night that the disputes with the government are only about making sure the cards work. See, he wants to have the debate just there. But one senior minister said last night, apart from Tony, most of the cabinet lawyers are against it. Jack Straw, Patricia Hewitt, Geoff Hoon, Alistair Darling are against it. The practical arguments disguise objections in principle. Ah, see, I hadn't even read the whole article, because I've already read months ago what they said they'd do, and it's just all in here. Today's draft bill will reveal the basic data to be held on the new National Identity Register that will underpin the scheme this is expected to introduce, include name, address, date of birth, gender, immigration status, and confirmed biometrics such as electronic fingerprint, scan of the iris, or the eye, or the full face. In the U.S., it's thumbprint, face scan. Most people in Texas have done this, and I go, don't you remember thumb scanning? And they go, I never did that. And I go, remember the black box with the red light? Oh, yeah. That's how unconscious people are. And they say that ID cards will solve the illegal immigration situation. They have it wide open. They let the illegals ride in every night on the train out of the tunnel, and just get off. It's just the same thing here. Bush saying the illegal aliens from Mexico and Latin America and all the Islamics and the foreigners from China, Germany, you want to come through here just illegally, you can walk across at the checkpoints. They don't stop you. You just say, I'm here to visit. Don't you come on in. No biometrics for you. It's about training the Western world to do this for the new global sales tax they want to push, and also a tax on money transfers, fuel tax, gasoline tax, all that. I'll get to sex and satanic rituals claim as priest is accused of murdering a nun, London Independent. Illegal entry from Mexico to U.S. spikes, Associated Press, and some other news before, and a few calls before we end the broadcast. But before I do that, I do want to just remind all the listeners that we've launched PrisonPlanet.tv. And PrisonPlanet.tv is a subscription service. Now, there's free video, free audio, 40, 50 news articles a day there, original articles, all there for free. But if you want to watch my weekly hour-long TV show with all the analysis, special print reports, particularly good radio interviews, all that stuff, we're going to post it on PrisonPlanet.tv. And already all my videos are there, a ton of other stuff. It's already got a lot to offer, but it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm going today to do the show, and then I'm going to put a lot of video to it and spice it up, and then it'll be posted in the next few days. My weekly report, which a lot of people like, it's a great deal. And it's $5.95 for a month. That's 19 cents a day. And if you buy a year, I think it's $54, that's 15 cents a day. It's simple. I can't keep putting all the free videos out and audio out and all the clips and all the stuff. I'm still going to do that, and frankly, you're going to be subsidizing us to be able to reach everybody else, but then you get all the exclusive stuff. So we need to get to the point where it's not just my checkbook writing a huge check every month for all of our giant dual servers. It just has to be done. This is what everybody else has had to do, and we did it a little bit later than others. A lot of it free, some of it paid, just to supplement. So PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv, and of course, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, video reports, audio reports, documents, news articles, all there for free every day. And you can link through on PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to our secure online shopping cart to get Matrix of Evil, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, 9/11 The Descent into Tyranny, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, George Humphrey's books on tapes. We've got Bloodlines of the Illuminati, the Fritz Springmeier censored 800-page book, or 790-something pages, I don't know. It's all on the website, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or to get the videos, so they're $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more, big discount. You can call toll-free to do that at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Lamar spelled L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And look, I've made these 10 films. I authorize you to make copies. I want you to get them. Make 10 copies of them. Give them to your police chief, your county commissioners, your local talk show host. 90% of people that see these videos have a positive response and say, man, that's incredible. I knew a lot of that, but never put it all together. We just connect the dots. We put the puzzle together. And it's all confirmed, all documented. These are searing, aggressive, powerful, revolutionary films that are a key in unlocking people's minds. So please, Made in America supports the show. You're allowed to make copies. We need you to get the videos. If you've gotten the videos and haven't made copies but were impressed with them, please make copies of them. Put them on Access Television. Please take action. I want to thank those that have supported us. 1-888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart. We'll come back and get into sex and satanic rituals, London Independent, illegal entry from Mexico to U.S. spikes, and a few other tidbits in the final segment. Stay with us. We shall return after this quick break.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You know, I should have gotten to this earlier. I could have spent 30 minutes on it. People don't want to believe what the satanic elite is doing. I mean, there's just hundreds of these stories. London Independent, sex and satanic rituals. Priest is accused of murdering nun. She is dead. And it says his case is not only replete with the details straight out of gothic melodrama, including one particularly lurid report of a ritual involving a teenage girl, a snake, and a human eyeball, It is also one more throwing an unwelcome spotlight on the moral integrity of the Catholic hierarchy. At the heart of the matter is the killing of Sister Margaret Ann Paul in the sacrosanct of a church hospital on Easter Sunday 24 years ago. Sister Margaret Ann was one day short of her 72nd birthday when she was strangled and then stabbed between 27 and 32 times. They say that Friar Robinson was a suspect from the start, and now all this new evidence has come out when a young woman whose identity has been kept secret testified before the Diocese Commission in Toledo that she had endured years of sexual, physical, psychological abuse by a group of priests, and then it gets into all of it, and the police investigated it and found a lot of evidence to it. It just gets worse and worse. Illegal entry from the Mexico to the U.S. spikes after Bush calls for total amnesty. A four-year decline. Illegal immigration from Mexico is spiking as several thousand migrants a day rush across the border in hopes of getting work in visas under President Bush's proposed plan. So there you have it. Let's take a few final calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Warren in Canada. Warren, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I heard your show on George Norrie last week.
Yes.
And I just want to make a point about secret societies. Skull and Bones, like, it really shows how weak-minded the Bush and Kerry are, and they make good puppets. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. We have a animation we did with Bush and Cheney's, Bush and his cousin Kerry's heads on skeletons with a puppet master above them. That's on Infowars.com. So, yes, I do get that. Yes, puppets.
And about the Bain-Stewart incident, you know, that may have been a test for the 9/11. And that's how Wellstone died.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to speculate on that, but we know 9/11 was an inside job. Thanks for the call. Deborah in Michigan. Deborah, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Welcome.
I'm calling about what you were talking about earlier about the blood supply being tainted.
Yeah, knowingly shipping AIDS blood for your hemophiliacs, yes.
Okay. There's another thing. The illegal immigrants coming from Mexico are bringing in something called Chagas disease. And when they break the law and wind up in jail, the Red Cross workers are going in gathering the blood. Chagas disease has no cure. And it's some kind of a microorganism that eats away at your heart muscle till it explodes.
Yeah, it's a little worm. And there's also drug-resistant TB, all of it. It's even worse with the Russians coming in. They've even got a more deadly form of it, Deborah.
They do?
Yeah.
Holy cow. It's bad news. I don't know how they can do this and get away with it.
And then they sit next to your children, and they cover up the epidemic of it, though it's been in local news. Thanks for the call. Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Alex, I want to play this short clip by Secular Live yesterday. See, and have you explained to us the dichotomy that exists when these people, like he and Pat Robertson, champion all the Christian causes, and then go ahead and do stuff like this. Listen to this.
What is a victory? How do we define victory? And that's the key. Let's go to California. Robert joining us on the line. Go ahead, Robert. What's the question for Che, please?
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, when does free speech, I mean, I realize we have a right to free speech, but when does it amount to lying? And when can private organizations, such as a major newspaper, get in trouble for it? Because I was reading my major newspaper the last few days, and they're spreading all kinds of misinformation about the Patriot Act and just, you know, bashing, making the FBI and CIA sound like they're criminals and like they're just gonna, you know, just going to break into everybody's house and library records and at random, you know. So I was just wondering about that.
Well, the press, of course, has the right to freedom of press. I mean, the editorial opinions on the Patriot Act or anything else, they can say what they want to say. Now, of course, some of the major newspapers in this country have gotten in quite a bit of trouble over the last couple of months.
Yeah, we're out of time. Thanks for the call. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information station on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Food & Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.